This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. In a Birmingham, Alabama courtroom yesterday, Yoron Vandersloot is admitting killing Natalie Holloway after she refused his advances. The 18-year-old Holloway was reported missing in 2005 while celebrating her Alabama high school graduation in Aruba. Vandersloot was recently extradited to the United States from Peru. He will now be returning to Peru to finish serving a 28-year prison sentence for the 2010 murder of another woman. Americans trapped in Gaza won out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. Despite extensive discussions between the U.S., Israel, and Egypt, the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
Earthquake practice drills will be held around the world today for International Shakeout Day. The tests are set to take place at 10:19 a.m. local time at schools and workplaces worldwide. To find out more, visit the website shakeout.org. Roughly 56 million people have already registered to take part in the earthquake rehearsal. As the House has no speaker this morning, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says he isn't giving up on the work to be the next Speaker of the House. After falling short to get the necessary votes following a second round of ballots Tuesday, Jordan told reporters he plans to keep talking with Republican lawmakers and try to change their minds. Another vote is expected today. The Las Vegas Aces are the first back-to-back WNBA champions since 2002. Las Vegas edged out the New York Liberty 70-69 in Game 4 of the WNBA Finals last night. Asia Wilson was named the MVP. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The anticipated water levels at Lake Mead over the next year has been revised to be less severe than initially projected.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation now estimates a drop of approximately 9 feet in water level by next October. This outlook is over 2.5 feet more favorable compared to the forecast from last month. The updated projection marks the inaugural forecast for the 2023 water year, which runs until the close of next September. Currently, Lake Mead stands at 1,066 feet above sea level. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The Biden administration is offering $100 million in your tax money for humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza and the West Bank. The administration said it will help support more than a million people with clean water, food, and medical care. President Biden, while visiting Israel, warned Hamas not to steal or divert the U.S. aid from our country and others. A large group of people were arrested at the U.S. Capitol yesterday during a protest.
About 300 Jewish activists supporting Palestinians were taken into custody. A large group gathered in the Cannon House building rotunda and around the Capitol complex. The protesters were heard chanting, "Ceasefire now." I'm Dave Collins.
The peak of the Orionid meteor showers is this weekend. Find a dark spot and look southeast. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wouldn't be easy, but we keep trying because we are Americans, not Americans. How are you? I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We got Mike Pallas going to be joining us in just a moment. ATR's Americans for Tax Reform, Tax Policy Director. Interesting, yesterday, I don't know if you caught this or not, but in the Capitol, there were hundreds of protesters sitting there in the Capitol. They'd been warned to disperse, didn't. After three warnings, then the Capitol Police started arresting them, and it was a flashback of January 6th. I don't know if that was for you or not. But they were arrested, and we'll see what happens and how their sentences are handled, because we know that clearly there is a two-tier justice system. We spoke with Jake Lang the other day, who is a J6 prisoner. He's been in jail without due process for over 1,000 days. Can you imagine that? An American citizen without due process. And basically, as he told me, the bottom line is that if he would recant and have nothing to do with one Donald Trump and recant his position, in other words, do what Hillary Clinton said that should be done with any of us that do not agree with their narrative, is that we should be put away and reprogrammed. And for some of the prisoners, you can understand, they've relented, and as a result, they've gotten softer sentences. But for those that have held the ground and said they refuse to go along with that kind of totalitarian pressure, then their heels are being cooled and the sentences that are being doled out are quite severe. Well, we have another situation that has been brewing. We talked about it initially last week with Grover Norquist, and that is that you've got a IRS document thief. He's confessed to his thievery. He stole thousands of documents on Donald Trump and other taxpayers. He also, Mike's also here to talk about conservative priorities for taxes and spending cuts and how they should be promoted once a new House Speaker has been selected. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
All right, let's talk about this confessed IRS document thief. The sentence that he got for, you know, thousands of violations, which in most cases, you know, if it was you or I, there'd be compiled sentences for each offense, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really the thing here. This is someone who stole thousands of taxpayer documents, deliberately leaked them after stealing them to progressive outlets, timed up politically on an effort to try and push Joe Biden's tax hike from the American people. And previously, before that, the same person who years before took President Donald Trump's tax returns illegally and then gave them to the media. So you're talking about someone who was a mole in the IRS for years, and now we have the Biden DOJ only really charging him with one crime, despite being at this 4 years and committing, you know, crimes across the board that if anyone else had committed, any citizen who wasn't politically motivated and wasn't doing something that directly benefited the Democrat agenda, would be seeing far more severe punishment coming toward their way.
Well, you got to give the, you know, the Justice Department a little bit of credit here. At least they didn't let those charges expire, right?
Right. We can say that they've treated it maybe slightly better than the Hunter Biden investigation, where they're just letting them off the hook entirely. So I guess we should be slightly happy that at least there's going to be some element of justice being done. But again, this is something, you go back to the Trump tax returns being stolen and leaked. That's back in 2019. So we've had to wait so long for justice. I think it's a question of why did this investigation take so long? The IRS, and the Treasury Department, they continue to say that they really weren't doing any internal investigation on this. It was just a DOJ matter, but I think really slow walking the process. And now that we see once we finally they have to come forward with who this criminal was, it seems like they're getting a slap, a relative slap on the wrist compared to anyone else would be getting.
Yeah, we did our job. He gets one count, right? One count against him, and here you have multiple cases of IRS documents, which, according to statute, how does the statute read in terms of any offense? I think it's noted that for any offense, you get number of years. You go straight to jail. You don't pass go. You get to cool your heels for a while. But I guess with today's Biden and Justice Department, if you're on their side, then, you get a lighter sentence, right?
Yeah, and just to be clear, right? This is from the DOJ documents we have. This IRS contractor who's rooting around in some of the most sensitive IRS systems that we have for more than 3 years. And then, this is a deliberate effort to go around stealing people's taxpayer documents, behaving politically, which the IRS has a strong history of doing, and then giving them to progressive outlets specifically, like ProPublica. And I think it raises several questions. To me, one of the top things I'm concerned that I hope we get some answers on, were these media outlets, these left-wing groups, encouraging him to steal these documents? It seems kind of odd to me that someone would be able, an IRS contractor, knows how to navigate a media landscape, including the New York Times and ProPublica.
Yes, right, exactly.
That seems to me that he might have had help, exactly working with media on how to release these documents in the most damaging way.
Well, no doubt. I mean, I think you learn pretty quick when you're on the Beltway what is gold. And this is the coin of the realm, isn't it? Information like this. And, this has been going on for a long time. And the reason they're able to get away with it is because there's no consequence. Or the consequence is worth the, let's just say, it's worth the crime, I guess. What this person was, do we know, was this person involved with, these progressive groups? He must have been to some degree to be, to be so complicit in all this.
Yeah, I think the best evidence of his politics is exactly the crimes he's been accused of committing. And I think what we really have here is a broken culture at the IRS. Where there clearly is a progressive lean, far more entrenched government bureaucrats there. Who Democrats are the party of government, so of course that's the side that they favor politically. We know, back in the around the Tea Party era, we had the
IRS. I was going to say
preventing conservative groups, specifically targeting them from getting nonprofit status. That is how you choked out the Tea Party movement.
Right.
And now we have an IRS contractor who deliberately stole a wealthy individual's tax return, thousands of them, and not just their tax returns, but their sensitive tax information. And then leaked that perfectly to coincide with Joe Biden's effort to push a wealth tax.
Well, how does let's go back and consider what Lois Lerner and the IRS did, almost 10 years ago. How is that not perceived as some form of voter suppression, Mike?
No, it absolutely should be. That it was an effort to choke out the other side politically, to prevent them from forming, to stifle your opposition. And this is something the Biden administration's IRS, even though the IRS has apologized for in the past, refuses to acknowledge happened. They just refuse to do it as the alleged conservative targeting. This is something the IRS settled in court with conservative groups for.
Right. Well, and of course, Lois Lerner got her golden parachute. She retired. She's living happily ever after, laughing to the bank, every month, right?
Absolutely.
This is unbelievable. Well, hey, look at this is Biden's world. And we're living in it. How do you like it now? The 82 million people that voted for him, great job. Look what you've done. let's see if we can straighten this out come 2024. Mike Pallas is with us. He's the ATR Tax Policy Director, and he'll continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Mike Pallas is with us. He continues with us. The Americans for Tax Reform Tech Policy Director. So, Mike, what's the over and under if we get a speaker today, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks less likely that we're going to have a new speaker today. I believe they're calling a new conference meeting at 11 o'clock this morning, of which it's not looking good for Jim Jordan at the moment. Which is upsetting because there's a lot of work that needs to get done that the House of Representatives is not getting done. I think at the end of the day, the American people don't care much what personality sits in the speaker. They care about
exactly
the legislation Republicans are moving in the House and how they're fighting back against the Biden administration, which has all been stalled now for more than 2 weeks.
Yeah, they've really lost focus. And now when they come back, I mean, here it is. You've got less time to resolve what you went into this for, right? To keep the country running. You would deal with the appropriation bills on the other side, and you've lost, 10 days in the process so far?
I believe it's, I think we're at day 16 now.
We have to total 16? Wow, okay.
And the policy trigger for what happened here was the government funding bill. Disagreement over, you know, allegedly over the government funding bill, which gave us 45 days to try and figure out what our plan was from there. We've spent 16 of the 45 days now arguing over who the new speaker is going to be, making it more likely they're going to have to pass some type of short-term funding bill that leverages Democrats' ability to essentially win a negotiation. So this whole thing, the you know, sad irony of which is that we're undermining our ability to have a good conservative spending cut in the government funding bill and increasing the leverage Democrats hold and making it more and more likely that they'll end up caving in the end.
You had that opportunity, 45 days ago at least? I mean, to offer something. I mean, it was like, okay, you had a 15% cut, all right, but we were going to have to. It was going to be tied to a bit of a CR, but at least you got things in motion, and you got a victory there. But for the Roaring Eight that decided to disassemble everything, and here we are. We're in a hot mess, and we're burning time. And I mean, this is just—it's just awful. I think this is quite the lesson learned, you know, for any speakers going forward. That you know, this is why Nancy Pelosi made it so impossible for her chairmanship to be challenged, like what they did to Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned the eight Republicans. I think Republican voters here have a responsibility to try and hold them accountable. We're talking about members like Ken Buck, who is essentially auditioning for a CNN role right now, that he's rumored to leave Congress for shortly, I think explains his motivations behind taking out Kevin McCarthy. Then someone like Matt Gaetz, who I think has long-term aspirations of being the governor of Florida, and he thinks he can do that by burning down the Republican House and blocking conservative legislation from advancing. He's someone we've taken.
I don't know how he survives this. I think he blew his political capital.
Well, we fully agree. At Americans for Tax Reform, we've been running a very large ad campaign across the entire state of Florida for the last 2 weeks to make sure conservative voters are aware of what he did.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it would have been one thing if there was some, you know, reason on the other side and you said, okay, well, look, it took a lot of courage to take a stand to make this happen, and you were able to solve the problem. But it was like, okay, here it is. You blew things up and you go, okay, what now? Well, I don't know. What do you mean? You don't know. How irresponsible, you know, to blow everything up, to make the Democrats. I mean, here you are. You're 13 months away from the next election, and you just put all Republicans, you know, their seats on the line for this stupid action, right?
Absolutely. And not just putting them at political risk and endangering the Republican House. But again, on the actual policy outcome,
exactly.
It greatly increased the odds that Democrats are going to win the government funding fight now. The likelihood that we'll have to do another short-term funding bill has greatly increased. The likelihood that we'll have a automatic 1% cut go across the board, which would impact military spending, which is not something most Republicans want to see happen, also increases. So again, it's just the... If you're looking for the conservative policy win here by taking out Kevin McCarthy, it's hard to look at it. Instead, what we've seen is now some of the worst behavior of the D.C. swamp, where it's been personality driven. A lot of vendettas for personal grudges. We're no closer to electing a speaker. And I think the American people sit back and just think the Republicans can't get their act together in the House to govern.
Well, it amazes me because to hear some of these congressmen, you think they're a bunch of wokistas, and their feelings and emotions. Oh my gosh, they got offended. Give me a break. I mean, what do you think here? I mean, you're there doing the people's business. You know, have a backbone. You know, don't roll over and get your feelings hurt. I mean, you're not here for a performance trophy, right?
Right. and the frustration, there are plenty of good members who I know they're just as frustrated as we are, because there are things that need to get done. I know one of, like, we're not talking about just the government funding deal. You know, we're talking about things like millions of Americans, tens of millions of Americans are going to get their Venmo and PayPal accounts snooped on if we don't roll back the IRS rule coming at the end of the year. This is something that, you know, we hear about constantly from taxpayers. That's been a Republican priority to address before the end of the year. And now it almost seems like it has very little chance of happening because we're having this fight over who's going to be the next speaker that I don't think the American people even particularly care about.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. Not to mention the fact that we're dealing with two wars here. You got still Ukraine and Russia and Israel and Hamas, and we're on the brink of, you know, some regional outbreak that could ignite something even worse yet. Because Iran is, you know, they're swinging and banging their swords, you know, and after Joe Biden goes to Jerusalem, goes to Israel to meet, allegedly, initially to meet with these Arab leaders. And of course, they cancel over this, over this accusation, which seems to be false on its face, of Israel targeting a hospital. And so, you know, it really tells us a lot in terms of the weakness, the perceived weakness of American leadership today.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, too, right? And this is something where the focus should be on the radical Democrats like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, like you said, spreading absolute lies and what I would consider blood libel and knowingly doing so to support a terrorist organization. Instead, so much of our domestic politics now has been, and media have been focused on disarray in the Republican House. It's important that we have the spotlight and highlight how radical these Democrats are, that we have, you know, world news happening. Like, we shouldn't have leaders in the Middle East canceling on the President of the United States right before his meetings. This is all signs of weakness and signs of why we need a united, strong Republican Party that's able to respond and course correct.
Well, and we had somebody before, but some 82 million people allegedly in this country decided that Joe Biden was going to be a better choice. Well, I don't know how they calculated that, because no matter what algorithm you're using, you don't come up with any kind of assessment or conclusion that Joe Biden is, you know, the stellar statesman and the one, you know, to lead this country. You know, and so here, this is what we're stuck with because of the manipulation that occurred in the 2020 election. You know, all the shenanigans that they pulled, you know, going back to 2016 with Hillary Clinton, you know, lying and dumping into the political gene pool a document that she knew that was false. The FBI knew that it was false. And for 4 years, we had a president trying to lead the country. It was amazing he was able to accomplish the things on behalf of the American people he was able to accomplish when at every turn. I guess maybe all that was just practice for what he's going through right now, right?
Yeah, I think people 4 years ago, if they knew today that we'd have on foreign policy two wars going on now, American weakness abroad, the economy has absolutely taken a turn south. I think, of course, you know, people preferred, and we see this in Joe Biden's approval ratings right now of around 40%, the Trump administration.
Yes.
I think that's, you know, I think we're going to see, you know, the people are calling for Republican policy now, and we just need to be able to deliver to them.
Well, and it's up to Republicans not to screw this thing up. I mean, they're doing everything they can to steal victory, you know, or steal defeat from the jaws of victory, right?
Absolutely. I think it's a great way to phrase it.
One more time. Mike Pallett, the American for Tax Reform Tax Policy Director, has been with us. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Thank you.
It's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop a unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. In a Birmingham, Alabama courtroom yesterday, Yoron Vandersloot is admitting killing Natalie Holloway after she refused his advances. The 18-year-old Holloway was reported missing in 2005 while celebrating her Alabama high school graduation in Aruba. Vandersloot was recently extradited to the United States from Peru. He will now be returning to Peru. Americans trapped in Gaza one out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. Despite extensive discussions between the U.S., Israel, and Egypt, the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back 18, make it 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're on standby for Steve Bonta. Steve is the New American Magazine executive senior editor who writes on economics, foreign affairs, as well as American politics. Of course, we're going to be talking about all things Gaza, things going on in our country, the response of people here to the situation that is happening in Israel and the Gaza. We knew, look at, as humanoids, nobody likes war. You know, it's like the old saying goes, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. The thing that's very difficult, especially if it's not your child, not your family, that has been so, barbarically, murdered, whose sister or relative was raped and dragged through the streets of Gaza as added humiliation, by Hamas. And we've got citizens here in America that are far and away and so far and away and removed from it. And I take it, it runs the spectrum. You've got students here, particularly from universities, who are homegrown here in America. They have no clue of the ancient hatred. They may have an idea. They may have friends, Palestinian friends who are here, that are here on visas to go to school. But what they've harbored in their heart is a narrative and an idea that has been thrust upon them at an early age. They've been raised upon birth that the Jews are less than, and that they should hate them and they should be exterminated. I mean, full stop, that's it. And so, we import that into this country. And here, it should not be any surprise that our own family members, kids who have been raised here in America, haven't been infected by that. Not to mention, we've got professors who have the same dogma that's well entrenched in them. Steve Bonta is with us now. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Good to see you.
Well, I was laying out to the audience, Steve, that people need to understand there's lots of nuance, there's lots of complexities in this issue that's happening in Israel with Hamas. But some things that are very clear and simple, and that is that Hamas, by the way, in Hebrew terms, means violent. Hamas acted and perpetrated violence upon innocents across the border, and I don't care in any means. That is not justified whatsoever. And we have elected officials, we've got students on college campuses that have bought into this narrative and somehow believe that decapitating 40 kids is okay, that somehow they're justified. And we've got to be able to call out the basic aspects, things that you think that should be academic and we should agree on, because if we can't agree on those basic facts, then why are we conversing?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is just another manifestation of the moral astigmatism that afflicts the American radical left. I mean, these are, by and large, the same people who approve of the genital mutilation of little children.
Right.
Or, you know, of denying parents the right to prevent their children from undergoing the same if they choose to do so, or to have abortions. I mean, some of the things that in recent years, the radical left and Democrats, a lot of Democrats, or do I, you know, repeat myself, have been espousing are just morally repugnant. And so it shouldn't surprise us if they are unable to discern clearly, you know, the right and wrong in the situation. I mean, you know, we didn't see any protests against Hamas or Palestinians in the days after this horrific attack. The moment Israel goes after Gaza, the protests against Israel start. I mean, you know, right. the disparity is just very clear. And I I don't think that, you know, in the past, like, you know, the Black September attacks in the 70s, the Munich massacre and so forth, I don't think stirred up the radical left to such a degree, or the, you know, the Entebbe hijacking. Although both of those were carried out in concert with radical leftist European terrorist organizations. So that tells you how radicalized the left, you know, in the United States and elsewhere in the West, has become in the decades since.
Well, and it also demonstrates, in a sense, how homogenized we become. And we just kind of accepted it. It's like, okay, we'll leave the border open and we'll just import. You know, I've been saying we've imported hatred. You know, you let students, you let people come into this country. You have no idea of, you know, what, you know, what their position is, you know, what the status, and I understand it's hard in some cases to discern somebody's heart, but, you know, clearly, you know, somebody who has a stand, and, you know, when we even go so far as elect them into Congress. I mean, something is messed up in this whole situation that we are so, I guess we take American values so much for granted, that we just, you know, there's no boundaries. You know, there's no limits. We just, you know, just extend, you know, grace to the point that, you know, we're idiots in doing so.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the not too distant past, I think this is still technically on the books, that people applying for U.S. citizenship, if they are communists, if they're members of Communist Party abroad, you know, they typically were disqualified for that.
Right.
And
right.
That was statutory. And I believe it may well still be, although I doubt very much that anyone acts upon it anymore. So,
well,
you know.
Yeah, that's the point. There's so many statutes they don't act upon. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's no stretch to say, oh, my goodness, well, people who come to reside in our country and certainly become citizens, you know, what about sympathy with these radical terrorist groups? I mean, you know, back in the 70s, would we have allowed, you know, Baader-Meinhof members or, you know, Brigada Rosa members to come to the United States and settle? I don't think so.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, because that era was not perfect either, but at least there was some moral clarity. Mm-hmm. It just seems to be totally lacking in this nihilistic time that we live in.
Well, it's like our politicians on both sides, I will say this, and I hate to use that term, both sides, they don't want to do the hard work. you know, it takes hard work to stay on top of the Constitution, to go through, you know, the process. And the reason you go through the process, because it's hard. And it is a process, and you get to debate over these issues and understand, okay, what you're doing. But no, you know, you get new management in town, and they decide, okay, well, forget the border fence, forget the border wall, we'll just leave it wide open. We'll let 7 million people come in. And so what if they bring with them, you know, diseases? So what if they bring with them addictions? So what if they bring with them sex trafficking issues, you know, connections with the cartels that force them into indentured servitude to do their bidding, whether it's the sale of drugs or young girls for sex?
Well, I mean, would that it were mere laziness on our part. There's only been a large part of the American public, going all the way back to the foundation of the country, that's been content to sort of go along to get along. And that, you know, that really would rather not be bothered with all of the, you know, the complexities and challenges of self-government. It is work, just like it's work going to a job every day, or anything, or doing anything else worthwhile in life. Sustaining a free republic involves work and sacrifice. And typically, there have always been a large number of people who sort of shied away from that. But that at worst creates a sort of vacuum where energetic people can step and say, okay, right, fine, we'll do the business of governing and we'll keep saying,
right.
Is and then, worse than that. Because we have this large faction of people who are actively and assiduously working to destroy the country because they hate the country. They hate everything. They see only the imperfections and the flaws. And on that basis alone, they indict America from, you know, the 1600s all the way to now, racism and slavery and oppression and all the rest of this stuff. And those are the people that are creating the problems. They're doing it deliberately.
Well, exactly. I mean, like, you know, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all these associations that have brought it into play here. It's like, okay, you want to blow everything up, but what do you have to offer that's better? I mean, now all of a sudden you're acting like Matt Gaetz, right? Let's just blow up Congress. Okay, well, you blow up Congress. What's on the other side? Well, I don't know. Really? That's like, you know, what some people would flat out call, Steve, just absolutely stupid.
Yeah, well, and I mean, and regarding the border that you mentioned earlier, this is being done deliberately. It's not because they're being hands off. It's being deliberately and systematically encouraged.
Got to go to break. More from Steve after this.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
It's about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Steve Bonta continues with this, the executive senior editor for the New American Magazine. We were just talking off air about this situation that if you notice, the other Arab nations are doing little, you know, to support the cause, to try to promote peace. If anything, they're agitating things all the more and taking the information, I mean, this false information that Israel, I say false because this is, comes from our own State Department, also comes from a little bit of common sense, Steve, because when you look at the trajectory of the missile, the trajectory of the missile was coming south to north. Well, Israel is north to south. So, you know, how do they, you know, how do they arrange a missile that goes south and then comes north and hits a hospital? I mean, this is like the JFK assassination magic bullet theory thing, I guess. But you know, the Arab nations are not doing anything to tamp down what could really break into a regional battle here, a regional war, which could be... it could be crippling, because the last time, 50 years ago, when this happened, it didn't fare too well for the Arab nations, did it?
No. No, I mean, once upon a time, Israel could handle itself, and I suspect they can still, although they're hobbled by the certain same sort of, you know, internal, you know, radical left-driven issues that we have here in the United States, unfortunately for them, you know, and the reason is, obviously, that there aren't many people left alive who remember what it was like to get a tattoo on their forearm or to lose their entire families, you know, in the Holocaust.
In the Holocaust,
memories,
right.
Memories are fading as far as, you know, the Jews are concerned. And so, yeah, I think they've lost some of that resolve, but we shall see. I mean, this is certainly their 9/11, and proportionally it's worse than 9/11.
To the 10th degree, 10 times over. Is what they're estimating roughly, you know, for what they're feeling. And the Jews there in Israel, they're not too happy. I mean, Netanyahu's got to win this. Otherwise, he's going to go the same way that Golda Meir went. You know, and so that's the situation. So he's really backed up against the wall. So he's got to have victory. If he has victory, then a lot will be forgiven, you know, by the Israelis. If they compromise on any level and they allow Hamas to regain strength and position in the Gaza, that's going to be unacceptable. I mean, because as far as the Jewish people are concerned, Hamas crossed the Rubicon, and there needs to be something there. I think short of, you know, when you read the Old Testament, Steve, and I was revisiting this again because when this first came up, I thought, well, the only solution could possibly be is the well-meaning, if you can say that, well-meaning and peaceful, hoping Palestinians, which is hard to understand because all I've known about the Palestinians is they want to eradicate, they want to eradicate Israel. But some say, according to some polling, about 40% are fair-minded. Well, maybe that 40%, if they have enough courage, they can do what happened in the Bible, where when Joab went after Sheba, and cornered him into this one with this one area and this one city, and this wise woman yells out over the wall to Joab saying, what can we do? What can we do here? And Joab says, well, throw me the head of Sheba. And so they did. You know, she got together with the officials, the leaders of the town, said, hey, we're going to get creamed here. Joab's army's right there, and we're going to be toast unless we throw the head of Sheba over the wall. And I think this is, if there was anything that could possibly calm things down, it would have to be the Palestinians or whoever it would be, somebody with courage, maybe even a woman with courage, that would say, okay, we're going to throw the heads of Hamas over the wall and put this fire out. That might be a possible alternative. Other than that, then, I don't know how Israel does not go into the Gaza as bloody as it will be. Because you're talking urban warfare. This is the bloodiest and the most dangerous type of warfare that you can ever experience, right?
Yeah, the problem is that, the story of Joab and Sheba is not an exact parallel because there you had one person.
Right.
Here, there isn't really a head of the snake. They've already killed several of the major leaders of Hamas.
They got to go to Qatar to find the head of the snake,
yeah,
right?
Perhaps. I mean, they're like tens of thousands of heavily armed fanatics.
Yeah.
A large proportion of which, were participated in the massacre in southern Israel on October 7th. And all of those people need to face justice from the Israeli point of view. And I don't know that the years long post World War II, Mossad's going to track down all of the Nazis if they have to go to Argentina approach is necessarily going to work this time around. That's the issue because we have all this film. I don't know if you watched the IDF, grim montage of IDF release, but that's, we have lots of the faces and it shows exactly what they've been doing, what they did. And obviously there's a lot more video evidence besides that. And they have to face justice for what they've done.
Well, and here we are in the West, just thinking that somehow, our logic and understanding of what's going on there, the canceling in the minds of some of these people to such a degree to where they could support Palestine and the Palestinians. You've got to suspend... you've got to suspend reality in order to get there, right?
Well, here's the thing, Bill. I mean, this is really at root good old-fashioned anti-Semitism.
Yes.
Hatred of the Jews, mingled with envy for what they've managed to achieve. Mutatis mutandis, it's the same thing that animated the Nazis and all their many admirers, including among American, intellectual elites in the 1930s. It's just tailor-made for a Middle Eastern audience. I mean, this is why, the default assumption is it's always the fault of Israel. Not all Arabs and Palestinians feel this way, but a large proportion of them do, including in the United States. And, this is calling a spade. And by the way, full disclosure, I am not Jewish. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't Mark Levin or somebody like that speaking. It's what I observe.
Yes, exactly.
The large sector in the Middle East, all the Nazi propaganda is widely believed and disseminated. Mein Kampf and the Protocols of the Elders of Zion are sold in many bookstores and, translated to Arabic, and they have a tremendous amount of influence. Mm-hmm. So this is from the river to the sea thing. This
yes,
is all
exactly.
about extermination of a people. It's not just about reclaiming territory.
Well, and the thing is, also to consider here, to your point, I mean, let's go back to World War II, where the mainstream, our mainstream media, the newspaper of record for our country, supporting Adolf Hitler. And
well, sure.
Look at the headlines. Right.
Yeah, and that great, you know, hero of modern liberalism, FDR, refused to accept a, you know, ship of full of, you know, thousands of Jewish refugees fleeing Europe. Turned around, went back to Europe. Most of them ended up getting killed in the Holocaust, you know. But we immediately forget these facts.
Yeah, I mean, Democrats obviously forget. I mean, or Jews do, because then they vote Democrat. You go, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I mean, time and again, you've gotten the short end of the stick. It's like Black America is finally waking up going, wait a minute. You know, for all these decades and all this money, supposedly the war on poverty was supposed to come to us. You know, I was talking with Bob Whitson, and, you know, it's estimated, I don't know, some $25, $30 trillion since 1964. What has happened? You know, Black America has been crippled. You know, those that have relied on the government have been crippled. They've been mediocritized and become less than because of this alleged beneficence of the government, which is a bunch of BS, because what it was a way of buying votes, you know, from Black America. And so they knew who to capture, and they captured Black leaders to do their bidding for them. And, you know, shame on Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and others who have led the brigade to cripple their own people.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as the current situation is concerned, unfortunately, you know, people seem to only learn from bitter experience. And I mean, you know, just as the 9/11 terrorist attacks sort of woke us up to the fact that, yeah, there is evil out there in the world that can reach out and touch us if we let it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I guess Israel is kind of unfortunately going through that kind of a bitter lesson again right now. And you know, see what to make of it. But, you know, make no mistake about it. A lot of this is just festering hatred in the Middle East, not just, you know, the Arabs, the Turks as well, you know, would love to see Israel and probably, you know, every last Jew in the Middle East, at least completely eradicated. I mean, it's a situation that's easy to intellectualize for people who don't actually live there and have experienced, you know, what it's like in that part of the world.
Well, like you say, you know, this is, you know, and I read about this long time ago, it's what they refer to as ancient hatred. Steve, can you imagine, I mean, as a child growing up being indoctrinated by your family to tell you that you must hurt, you must hate a certain class of people, you know, and I mean, for decade after, I mean, you know, for millennia, this has been the doctrine of the Middle East, you know, toward Israel, toward Jews. And it is a cancer. It's a disease that needs to be wiped out. And maybe, Steve, maybe this is our moment. This is our moment, our appointed time to deal with, you know, with this kind of prejudice as it relates to the Jews. We can only hope so, you know, maybe.
Well, Bill, I just hope something good comes of this in the end.
Well, you know, you would think so. I mean, that's always, you know, that's our perennial hope, and that is the heart of the West, is we believe in a God who redeems, and it will be by God's hand that this is redeemed. I mean, the thousands of people who have died, the suffering that will take place, the heartbreak that people will carry with them, Steve, till the day they die, you know, being raped, watching their children murdered, watching, you know, grandparents, Holocaust victims, be annihilated because of such hatred. We can only pray and continue to pray. Steve Bonta, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. Thanks for being with us. You take care.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anyone can.